Hello, McLean Johnson here. Welcome to the Sunday Jam Podcast. On this episode, I'm featuring an interview with Harrison Stafford, who is the frontman, guitarist, and lyricist for California-based reggae band Groundation. And Groundation's latest release is the studio album Here I Am. For more info on Groundation, please check out groundation.com. And if you like the podcast, you want to listen to past episodes or to subscribe to it, please check out sundayjam.podomatic.com.
How did Groundation get started?
Groundation started in 1998. We were at University, Sonoma State University in California. Marcus on the keyboard, Ryan on the bass, Kelsey on trombone, and myself singing and playing jazz guitar at that time. And we formed Groundation after just kind of growing together in the jazz program for the last few years.
Do you remember the first reggae record you heard?
I do. I don't remember the first real moment because I was a real small kid, but I definitely knew that it was Bob Marley's Rustamon Vibration.
Nice.
It was the same album that I would later get on cassette tape and on CD and all those things.
That's cool, man. That's
cool. But yeah, I definitely remember the vinyl and really just falling in love with the rhythm and with the lyrics, you know, with the social message.
It really seemed that you have a very positive message you're trying to get out. It's good that you're trying to get those vibes out there. What inspires a lot of your lyrics?
You know, I would say just that, just kind of the experience that one has when they travel throughout the world, when they see the third world, when they see what's happening on the majority of our planet, the poverty, and just kind of wanting to be a part of change, wanting to be a part of, yeah, you know, to have and to have these cars and houses and all that is a good thing.
Right.
But at what point do we look and say, well, I actually care about my next person.
Yeah,
you know,
sure,
I
sure.
care about you.
Sure,
and I'm willing to sacrifice a bit in order for you to be able to feed yourself and clothe yourself, you know? So that kind of gets internalized throughout the years. And it comes out in the music because when it comes to a social message or a political message, a lot of people don't like talking about it.
Right.
So maybe it's better to do it in the music and try and reach people in a more, not simpler way, but in a more straightaway thing. It's somehow, as Bob Marley said, music, when it hits you, you feel no pain.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
so it's kind of like an easier way of kind of getting that point.
It's a more subtle way of getting the message out there.
Yeah, and I think it reaches more people also than being confrontational, you know?
You play a ton of dates internationally, and what is it about your sound that attracts so many people?
I think that it's different. I think people hear that they love roots reggae. They love listening to Bob Marley and their old Burning Spear and Abyssinians and Congo's albums. And they hear that in our sound. That one drop, that kind of openness and that kind of, you know, like heartbeat.
That sort of space.
Exactly. Yeah. And that allows us in our jazz background to really try polyrhythmic, harmonic ideas that people don't normally touch on in reggae especially.
It's a very thick sound, you know?
Yeah, our sound is very rich, and as you peel off the layers, you find more and more and more things happening there.
Mm-hmm. You just played Outside Lands, and what was that like?
It was great, you know, it was great to see such a high-level festival run so professionally. I mean, you know, you had 60, 70,000 people scattered throughout the Golden Gate Park, you know, six or seven different stages, and it was really well organized. The media, the press, all the stuff was really well organized. And whenever you have 60,000 people coming together for music, there's always an energy. There's always a certain, you know, community and camaraderie that comes together when you have that many people focused on that thing. You know,
when you're playing live, do you make set list in advance, or how do you approach?
Yeah, we really approach it. We go to the venue like we are now, setting up, sound checking. We come for the show. Be about a half hour before we take the stage. We start writing down what we want to play.
Sure.
Start talking about what songs we want to start with, how the people are vibing.
Do you change it up every night?
Every night, for sure.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Every night, different songs, and we got, you know, six, seven albums now, and we play music from all the albums.
Did you approach your sound differently on your new album that's coming out?
I think we approached it in a way that it was more of a collective of musicians, you know?
Okay, sure.
Instead of one or two people really expressing their own sound and ideas, I think this is much more of a group unity between all the musicians and the nine people you see on stage. You know, with Kim singing lead vocal and Stephanie singing lead vocal and all these new elements. I think it really has a much bigger Groundation sound.
you see yourself expanding the band more? Do you feel maxed out with 9 members on stage?
You know, there's definitely, we are set. We do feel comfortable with the 9 we have, you know? It would be nice to have a third horn or a third vocalist to have a true harmony, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of just the 2 voices, to have the true harmony like on the record.
Right.
That would be nice to have. Yeah. But right now, you know, 9 people on the stage is a big sound, and all of us play.
Right.
You know, it's not, it's a very dense sound. It's not like 3 people are playing now, then 4, then 2 cutouts, rest for, you know, 32 bars, nothing. No, everybody's really playing and conversing. So it's kind of maxed out, you know?
But just a sort of conflict energy, right?
Yeah, you know, there's moments of the sound where it's really open and quiet and spacious, and there's moments where it's everybody improvising and really, not only the energy, not let us say chaotic, but definitely a lot is happening. You know, definitely a big sound when you have 9 people improvising together. It's big, you know. And improvisation is a big part of live, as opposed to the record when you're trying to really like put the painting on the wall to look at every day of your life.
Yeah.
Live is more like what you and I are doing.
Right.
We're talking now, trying to get to know each other, and it's a real live personal thing.
Right. It's because you have a personal connection with your audience.
Sure.
Are you enjoying touring America finally again?
Yeah, we are definitely enjoying it. It's not as easy. It's a tougher road than Europe or South America and these places. But I think it's important to be here. This is our home.
Yeah.
This is where people who are from society, who have kind of the ability through education, through economics, to try and really do something strong for this world. And I feel that. It's important.
That's good, man. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite country to play in?
People ask that a lot. You know, people ask that a lot. You know, it all depends on the situations, the scenarios. I mean, we have great friends and family in France and Brazil. Uh-huh. Those are probably the 2 biggest countries. You know, we play Paris to 6,000 people or Sao Paulo to 12,000 people to see Groundation.
They love reggae.
They do.
They really do.
And they love jazz.
Yes, they do.
So that kind of is us. Mm-hmm. So you can see why they really have a special liking to what we do.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And, you know, we for me, playing in Israel is a very important thing for us. We played in Israel twice now. Actually, 3 times. And, you know, so some of those experiences are the best experiences, but some of them, they aren't so good because you really see those walls of religion.
Sure.
And you see kind of what difficulties people have to overcome. So, you know, there's pluses and minuses, and we try and just kind of hang on to the pluses, you know? Hang on to the positive ones.
Touring as much as you guys do has to wear you out. You know?
It does. You have to really maintain a physical kind of strict discipline, you know, with your rest and your food and all these things.
Mm-hmm. You have a very unique vocal style. How'd you develop your singing technique?
It's something that I'm still trying to evolve and trying to grow. I mean, it comes from who I am, you know?
Yeah.
Influences like Bob Marley or influences like Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. Very different.
Nice,
know?
Yeah.
I try and do phrases, melodies, things that people don't do.
Okay.
So instead of trying to find the nice hook or the nice chorus, I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying to do things that really strike me as interesting and as creative and as new. Because that's what I feel was missing. You know, growing up, a lot of the music that I loved was from the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Not much coming from 2000 and the 90s and all that.
Right.
So for me, I want to hear that. I want to hear musicians pushing it. Trying to be different, trying to surprise people. Don't just give people what they want, you know?
You guys are different. You're spacey and you're jammy. And like, yeah, it's like psychedelic reggae. And it's just there's so much good shit going on with it, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, we definitely try. And today we're still trying to evolve and bring elements in, you know? But that's really what it is really, really trying to stand for music for creative aspect, not for monetary aspect. I think that has paid off for us because people see that. They go, oh, these guys are serious. They're not here to, you know, try and find the next ganja song or the next song. You know, they're trying to do music.
And you're not trying to do dance hall. You're trying to do some more positive, uplifting kind of stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you have any side projects besides Groundation that you're working on?
Well, no. I mean, right now, as you say, the road and all the time is gone. You know, there's only 12 months out of the year and probably 8, 9 or so of those is on the road touring. And the rest is trying to keep tabs on friends and family and loved ones. But we did the Rockamuvia side project with Leroy Horsemouth Wallace, you know, legendary rockers, Studio One drummer, and Will Bernard, great guitarist. He's played here with Lonnie Smith and, you know, Stanton Moore many times. So we do have that Rockamuvia works, but right now I think Groundation is what we all really want, and we all see it continuing to evolve, which is it gives us a lot of energy to keep pushing.
Have you played New Orleans a lot?
No, it's our second time playing. We played House of Blues maybe a year and a half ago, whatever that was. And this is our second time coming here.
Cool.
We don't, you know, the opportunity to come from coast to coast and back is not so easy. That's like 12, 13,000 miles of travel. And, you know, some places are really friendly to reggae and socially conscious music. Some places are not so friendly. And but no matter what, we're trying to bring those people out.
Yeah,
and it's nice when people from, you know, Indiana or from Kansas or from these places can come together, even if it's a small group of people, to see that they're not alone, that people are concerned about life, people do care for each other, you know?
Music is healing and it can bring people together.
Yeah, man, like nothing else, man, like nothing else.
That was Harrison Stafford of Groundation. And once again, I'm McLean Johnson. This has been the Sunday Jam Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, please check out sundayjam.podomatic.com.